There's a new jazz recording featuring songs from the classic Broadway musical Guys and Dolls. It's by the Harry Allen Joe Cohn Quartet. Allen is a tenor saxophonist. Cohn plays guitar.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane. When you meet...
Some of the tracks are instrumentals, but the album also features two guest vocalists. One of them, Rebecca Kilgore, may be a familiar name and voice to regular Fresh Air listeners. She's performed on our show many times over the years. The other guest singer, Eddie Erickson, performs regularly with Becky as part of the group Bed. Terry spoke with Eddie Erickson and saxophonist Harry Allen about their new collaboration. Both of them first heard Frank Lesser's music from Guys and Dolls when they saw the movie version, which starred Frank Sinatra.
Lesser wrote a song for Sinatra in the movie that wasn't in the show, and the song is called Adelaide, and you do that song on your recording of Guys and Dolls. Would you tell us why you decided to choose that? Because for a lot of people, that would be an unpopular choice because it's not in the original show.
Well, one of the interesting things about Guys and Dolls, the show had some different songs that were left out of the movie, and the movie had some songs that were specially written. And it made sense to me that Adelaide was written specifically for Sinatra, because I don't think any of the other of the cast of either the show or the movie would have been able to sing it. It's not that easy of a song, which is why we have Eddie doing it, because he's such a great singer.
Eddie, what's hard about the song?
Well, just the intervals, you know. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, sometimes if you're a little flat or a little sharp, which I am often, it jumps around quite a bit. And when you first hear it, like I say, in the movie or in the movie when Sinatra was doing it, he makes it sound so easy. And then you look at the music, and there are little half steps instead of whole steps that you think, oh, that's a whole step. Well, no, actually, it's just a half step. It's a little tricky to sing. Just the intervals are tricky. Once you get to do it, then once you get it down, it's easier, obviously. But that was one of my favorite songs of the movie.
This is a song that I think doesn't work unless it swings, which is one of the reasons why it makes sense that Lesser wrote it for Sinatra. And Eddie Erickson, you sound great on it. And
oh,
so
you're so kind.
Wow. Why don't Harry Allen, so do you. So why don't we hear Adelaide from the new Harry Allen Joe Cohn Quartet recording of Guys and Dolls, and featuring my guest Eddie Erickson.
Unaccustomed as I am to getting married, I am taking this occasion here to say that me and Adelaide are finally naming the day. Though she knows deep in her heart I'm a phony and I'm a fake, she wants 5 children to start. 5's a difficult point to make. But Adelaide, Adelaide, ever-loving Adelaide is taking a chance on me. Taking a chance, I'll be respectable and nice. Give up the cards and dice and go for shoes and rice. So gentlemen, deal me out. Do not try to feel me out. I got no more evenings free. Since Adelaide, Adelaide, ever-loving Adelaide's taking a chance. Talk about your long shot. Take a chance on me. Thank you.
That's the Harry Allen Joe Cohn Quartet with singer Eddie Erickson from the new album that they did of music from Guys and Dolls. Now, Harry Allen, you're a tenor saxophonist who has obviously been inspired by name some of the people who inspired you.
Well, I would say that my two biggest influences are Ben Webster and Stan Getz. Originally, I was very influenced by Scott Hamilton coming up.
Who was also influenced by Ben Webster.
Yeah. And then from there, it goes to a lot of other people, Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, mm-hmm. Zoot Sims, Al Cohn.
So how did you get introduced to jazz? Because I think fewer and fewer people hear jazz when they're growing up now.
My sister was a year ahead of me in school, and there was a time when she had to go to school an hour before I did. And my father would sit at home with me during that hour and play recordings, Benny Goodman recordings and Duke Ellington recordings and Count Basie. So I listened to an hour of great music every morning, and I'm sure that's where I got my love of it from.
Let's hear an instrumental track from your Guys and Dolls CD. And this is All Know, beautiful ballad. Do you want to say a few words about it before we hear it?
Well, it's just a stunningly pretty song. I started playing this long before I decided to do a Guys and Dolls CD. So we've been playing this for quite a while with the quartet. And I think it's just one of the most beautiful songs I know.
Okay, this is the Harry Allen Joe Cohn Quartet from their new CD, Guys and Dolls.
That's the Harry Allen Joe Cohn Quartet performing I'll Know from their new Guys and Dolls Jazz CD. Let's get back to Terry's interview with saxophonist Harry Allen and featured vocalist Eddie Erickson. They collaborated on Guys and Dolls, a new jazz CD by the Harry Allen Joe Cohn Quartet, also featuring vocalist Rebecca Kilgore. Eddie Erickson told Terry he started playing music long before he began singing.
I started on ukulele when I was 7. And then I looked at a banjo when I was 13 and actually got one for Christmas because I thought it was a pretty instrument hanging in the music store in the window. And I started on tenor banjo, and at 19 I started on plectrum banjo, which is a four-string tune, like more like a five-string than a tenor banjo. And then I got interested in guitar, listening to George Van Epps and Howard Roberts, and later on, of course, Howard Alden, who I became good friends with when he was just about 15 years old. And he was playing only banjo at that time. Yeah, so definitely I started playing way before I took my singing seriously.
Well, I really love your singing voice. What made you start singing?
years ago, I started out right here on the Monterey Peninsula at a place called The Warehouse, and I was 20 years old. I was 1 year younger than I should have been because they served liquor. And it was kind of a free-for-all. We had a gal who would come up and sing everything from Janis Joplin songs to Billie Holiday. And she would make me weep, her renditions and her feeling and her energy. And that made me stop and think, wow, this is neat. Not only the song's great and just, you know, notes and chords, but wow, the lyrics are so beautiful. And if you sing them in a special way, they can really bring you to tears. But I would continue doing kind of the Hammond Baloney singing, you know, sing along. Everybody sing along, and we'd play these songs at, you know, 300 miles an hour. And then we'd rip it after that. It wasn't till I think I really started taking singing seriously when I met Rebecca Kilgore.
When you say Hammond Baloney, I should mention that you used to perform at Disneyland and Disney World.
Yeah, well, there's the birth of Hammond Baloney.
and you led the Riverboat Rascals on the Disney Empress Lily showboat.
Yes.
What kind of material did you do?
Well, it was the same kind of stuff that we did at the Warehouse. We'd have continuous entertainment with the trio. The Riverboat Rascals would play, and then we'd bring up a comedian slash guitarist, singer, and he would take over, and then it would just kind of rotate throughout the night like that. And it was just a big laugh fest and a lot of fun. And occasionally, I would sing a serious song.
Harry, can you talk about playing behind a singer, which is not something that you typically do on your records?
I love playing behind great singers. I was very fortunate to have worked with Maxine Sullivan and Rosemary Clooney and Tony Bennett, and I love backing up great singers. With a great singer, they leave space, and it's the horn player's job to fill in that space in an appropriate way, just make little comments here and there. Very often a bad singer will not leave any space and you sit there twiddling your thumbs.
Would I've Never Been in Love Before be a good example of what you're talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't we close with that?
All right.
Eddie Erickson, Harry Allen, thank you both so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an honor.
Harry Allen and Eddie Erickson speaking with Terry Gross. Erickson is a guest vocalist on the new jazz recording of Music from Guys and Dolls featuring the Harry Allen Joe Cohn Quartet. This track features Erickson, as well as the album's other guest singer, Rebecca Kilgore.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you. It's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine, that's all. Too strange and strong, I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive